USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization's COVID-19 dashboard shows a new one-day record has been reached at 307,930 confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide. Daily confirmed cases have only topped 300,000 once before, when 306,000 were reported on September 6th. According to the WHO's figures, there have been more than 28,870,000 confirmed cases of the respiratory disease, while more than 921,000 people have lost their lives worldwide, including 5,537 yesterday. The WHO's chief said the average daily number of cases throughout the European region is now higher than it was during the first peak in March, citing the record 48,921 cases confirmed in Europe yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Average gasoline prices have now dropped over 3 cents in the last week, and John Clements reports.
That's the lowest level in several weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us prices could go even lower.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally, and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
Requirements for summer gasoline blends will come to an end on Tuesday, ushering in cheaper to produce winter gasoline.
Aviation is amongst the industries hardest hit by the global pandemic, a reality illustrated as major U.S. carriers tallied another round of massive losses due to havoc wrought by COVID-19. U.S. Airlines reported a second quarter after-tax net loss of over $11 billion, double their collective $5.2 billion loss in the first quarter. The steep drop in travel has forced carriers to dramatically reduce their flight capacity and rendered tens of thousands more employees unemployed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A number of gym owners in San Francisco are outraged after learning that gyms in government buildings in Nancy Pelosi's district have been open for weeks for police officers and city employees despite the coronavirus pandemic. The city of San Francisco is not expected to allow private gyms to reopen for workouts until the end of September. A local owner said it's just demonstrating that there seems to be a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and the regular residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. One city public safety building recorded 468 gym visits in just one day, according to records the San Francisco Police Department shared online. A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible, but the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.